The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. Not since the 1960s have we seen anything like the rioting in the streets we've seen lately. The wave of the so-called New Left thinkers in that era brought that about with their socialist mantra that America is bad. We can make a perfect world if you let us have control of your lives. But two things stopped that socialist revolution in America. One, we elected a president who gave back to the policemen the right to use force to stop the rioting. Secondly, God sent a revival that impacted the nation. That revival brought the focus of many in my generation back to God and His plan for them. That caused many to see that the anti-God agenda of the socialists, like Saul Alinsky, was wrong as well as impossible. As that revival grew in understanding and numbers through the 1970s, Christians would go to the polls and elect Ronald Reagan as president in 1980. President Reagan would do much to stem the tide of the socialism that had been sweeping the country in the 60s. But most Christians, being ignorant of God's plan for civil government, placed our governmental hope in the president, and we went back to sleep politically. The socialists changed their strategy too. Instead of marching in the streets, they marched into the colleges and universities and took up teaching positions, believing that they could rear a generation through the schools who would later join them in exchanging our biblically based republic for a socialist, dictatorial form of government. It took them longer than they thought, for it would take two generations before they could work their wiles on us again. Thus, we now see the anarchy in the streets. But our real enemy is not a man. The real enemy is a spirit being. Satan is the real enemy and instigator of all this wickedness in our streets. Simply put, he hates God and God's order for man. And his aim is to bring all mankind into subjection to himself. The easiest way he can do this is through the power of civil government, government that is fed by an education system that thinks his way. You see, he uses words to accomplish his goal, as he tried to do with Jesus when he challenged him with the words, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Thus, to change a people's political ideas, he uses words that create resistance to God among them. And since civil government is the greatest power on earth, he pushes an anti-God form of civil government to accomplish his purpose of forcing everyone into compliance with his ideas. Ideas about who he, Satan, is. Ideas about who God is and why God created man. Thus, the warfare in the education system and the media over what is taught to a nation, beginning with the children. Remember, any idea in education or in government that does not honor Jesus Christ as God and the Bible as being absolute truth is an idea that has come from Satan, plain and simple. So what is our solution to the rioting? Number one, a president who is willing to employ armed resistance to stop the socialist agitators who are stirring up the riots. But our greatest and more desperate need is to have once again a move of God which will bring our focus back to God instead of our selfish wants. What are we doing to help bring that about? Are we praying instead of playing? Are we searching the scriptures for answers or looking online for some man to give us the answers? The reality is, it's not the anarchist in the street that will determine the destiny of this generation. It's you, and it's me. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our children's Heritage Ministry, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.